Yeah, it's not much of a video. It's dark as all fuck, so yeah, I just looked at the fucking radar. You know, the 256k radius kind of radar, and there's a shitload of rain coming over. That's going to go on for about another 20 or 30 minutes, and there's going to be a break in the clouds that'll last maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, and then it's just going to sort of piss down on and off. So, there's no point unpacking a swag, you know. Well, there's no point sort of setting up a short-term bed. One would be nice, you know. And I really could do with it. It's not exactly critical, and it's pissing down rain. I suppose it's that thing, you know. It's fucking pissing down. So do I continue on? Now, I suppose it, you know, it's that balancing act, you know, do I continue on, and I'm not quite, not nearly sort of falling asleep, but I am fucking tired, you know. So do I do that balancing act, you know? How far can I go before, you know, involuntary sleep sets in versus the sort of hassle of setting up a small place to sleep under a tarp with sort of dry bedding and shit. I mean, it's not a bad thing when that stuff, you know, I can do it and stay dry, but I'd not rather not go out into it to do it, you know. So let's see, I'm about 25 k's from home. Oh, fuck. it's funny with those things on bus shelters, you know, in tiny little sort of nowhere sort of places, you know, population 50 or something, they'll usually have, if a across the state sort of bus, long distance bus, goes through there, they will usually have a bus shelter. And the bus shelters usually have seats. And so they keep you dry out of the wind and out of the rain and shit. That's all right, you know. It's not fucking brilliant, but it's not bad, you know. But then there's like tiny little sort of bumfuck nowhere places that people sort of drive into the highway and drop you off or pick you up at the bus stop, you know. And, oh God, the long blink. Yeah, so, but there's plenty of fucking roads where there's basically, you know, there's one farmhouse every 5 Ks or so, you know. Seems to be the sort of average, you know, the size of farms are huge. And they're just small family run type, you know, businesses. Well, the farmer's running them for a corporation, you know, the farmer and his family or whatever. And, yeah. So, because there's no buses, there might be, you know, a school bus coming through in the morning or in the afternoon, you know, maybe. But a lot of people are leaving farms and, you know, having kids and shit is getting fucking rarer and rarer and rarer. You know, so the whole issue of succession planning. Well, if you don't have kids, or if your kids fuck off to the city, you know, who do you leave the farm to, you know? So, yeah, it's a bit sort of, you know. So there's no bus stops for the fucking, there's no buses for the fucking kids, and there's no bus shelters, you know, and on the places where there's a farm and they've got, say, 3 or 4 or 5 kids or whatever, you know, or the kids might come from the surrounding farms to that bus stop, you know. You know, they usually don't have bus stops, you know. Well, they have a place where the school bus stops, but they don't have a bus shelter, because if it's pissing down rain, all the kids stay in the fucking four-wheel drive and until the time the bus arrives, and then and they pile out of the car and into the bus, you know. Oh fuck. So there's no nice cozy little bus shelter that gives protection from all the elements. Oh, to a point, you know what I mean? But it gives protection from the prevailing wind, and it's got a nice seat on it. You know? Keeps the rain off you. Keeps the wind and the strong sun off you. But, yeah, there's sort of nowhere to be seen. Oh, fuck. But if I came across one of those right now, I'd just pull out. I'd just pull up to it, you know, and you know, Yeah, I just pull up to it, grab my sleeping gear, lay down on the seat, in, you know, out of the rain and shit, you know. But there's nothing. Pitch dark, middle of nowhere. There's a bit of light behind the cloud, so the moon's up. I don't know, it looks like maybe we can't see the moon, but judging by the strength, probably like 1/3 moon or 1/4 moon. And the cloud's not real thick, but it's thick enough. So when the lights go out, you can't see fuck all. Oh, you can sort of see the difference between the dark land and the light, sort of backlit clouds, you know. That's sort of like it, you know. We are coming to another kangaroo infested area. So, yeah. I'll let him go past. Yeah, he's slowing down. Woman again, I reckon. That's the trouble with fucking people, mate. Is that they all, the latest model comes out and they all go buy the latest model, keep it for a couple of years, and then they go buy the, another latest model, and you know, they keep it for a couple of years. So you get all these fucking people that are playing all this keeping up with the Joneses shit, you know. And they've all got fucking identical cars, you know? God, I don't want to go to sleep. No, I want to get home and then go to sleep. Dry spell between the clouds. people sort of, you know, according to the radar, which only sort of picks up all the turbulent rain going up and down and up and down, way up in the clouds high off the ground. So if you put down, if I make up a simple fucking lean-to type tent under a tarpaulin, I can put my bedding under that, you know, and stay dry. But I'm nearly fucking home, you know. Of course, you know, people almost as wise as me, you know, those were their famous last words, you know. Fortunately for me, I survived myself and didn't die, you know. There's another kangaroo infested fucking bit of fucking woodery, you know. It's quite a nice drive doing a sort of modest, you know, 50 or 60 k's an hour, just off a sort of, I wouldn't say a powerful idle, but a sort of mild yet robust idle. So you're just sort of rolling along in top gear. You're neither lugging the engine nor is there, because the gearing's so high, you just sort of like a sort of slightly powered coast, you know, coasting along with a little bit of engine to just to maintain the speed, you know. Oh, there goes a fox. So yeah, here we are and here we go. And yeah, these aren't the best lights in the world, but for car headlights, these are fucking terrific. I need to supplement them with a whole heap of fucking car type stuff, you know? A whole heap of driving light type stuff that shows what's coming through the fucking scrub. And it's good having friends that you can have legitimate arguments about, you know. I might just pull over here for a piss. Yes, the hardened clay that's got a bit of a sandy crust on it. Yes, it's got out. Oh, wow. Back end sliding all over the place, just getting going, you know, on the fucking there's dirt that's a mixture of dirt, that greasy fucking clay, and gravel, and yeah, just stepped outside one or two steps, had my piss, and the bloody clay sticking like bloody, you know, half an inch thick across my boots, and soles of my boots, and the fucking, it's only been raining for say an hour or so, you know, hour and a half, sort of mildly sort of drizzling to sort of pissing down, you know, and the clay, the mixture of clay and sand and gravel and shit on the side of the road is already, you know, it's wet down by about 20 millimetres, you know, 3/4 of an inch. And, yeah. So when I put the car into gear and took off in first, I didn't give it shitloads of acceleration, but it was just like, you know, and sort of fishtailing, you know. And it's that thing where you sort of run a, like that farmer in Taylor's End, he said the people who come from the cities, when they're in the country, they drive like they keep driving like they're in the cities, you know? Whereas you get the people who've lived in the country all their lives, you know, a bit of fucking rain, you know, and everybody slows right down, everybody just, you know, because they know how sort of tricky things can get really quickly, you know, and you know, there's a car coming the other way, you slow right down to say, you know, 40 k's an hour, and you got one set of wheels on the gravel and the mud, you know, and one set of wheels on the fucking bitumen, and that's so you don't go into anything deep and spin the fucking car, you know. So, you know, so that sort of thing, you know, when in Rome, do what the Romans do, you know. You know, if you want to survive driving all the back roads, you know, drive like the people who live there do. You know, it's night time and it's pissing round, down rain. Kangaroos are extraordinarily hard to see when they're wet. You know, so everybody just fucking slows right down, you know. Yeah, good O only. Probably 6 k's to go. thank you. Yeah. I'm supposed to say something amazing to entertain you, but I'm basically, I'm doing all right, but I'm nearly sort of, you know, switching off, you know, like the eyes are open and the car is just following the road and not much is happening upstairs. So I'm about 3 km from home. Yes. Yes, dear child. When I get home, I just, you know, pick up the basics, drag them out of the car and fucking, you know, do other stuff later. I need to sleep first. Well, precious. Well, my precious, my marvellous MGTOW men, this is where this ends, and I'll catch you when I upload you. Bye.